Benjamin Anthony Pasha's Tzitzit.
Today's shiur saying the nishmas of father Gona Tzadik Rimei Tzvi Ben Yisroel HaKohen Zich Tzadik Levrocha. Today it is Yotzeit. So today I would like to speak about Tfilas HaDerech. Some protim in Hilchas Tfilas HaDerech. The first halacha in Hilchas Tfilas HaDerech is Tosfos in Psochim asks a kasha. Why does Tfilas HaDerech not start with a brocha? You never find, I mean, usually you don't find a brocha starting without starting off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Yeah? Besides for the brochas of Shmoneh Esrei, when the first brocha of Shmoneh Esrei starts off with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Eloheinu, and then all the other brochas don't have to start with a brocha because they are brocha hasmucha lechavoto. They're a brocha which is close to another brocha, does not have to start with a brocha. But if it's not a brocha hasmucha lechavoto, then all brochas have to start with a baruch. So why does Tfilas HaDerech not start with a baruch? That's Tosfos' kasha. And Tosfos asks the kasha, I've got another two brochas which start without a baruch. One broch is Lekai Neshoma Shenasatabi, that Lekai Neshoma starts without a brocha. And then there's another brocha, which I think is only in Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svad is not a brocha.
Finish with the brocha anyway.
Where? Yeah, well, so we've got another brocha which finishes with a brocha and doesn't start with a brocha. At in Kabonos, Atu Hachle Nivro Ha'olam, we finish off Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shmei Berabim, and so Tosfos asks the kasha, why does it not start with a brocha? Why all these three brochas, why don't it start with a brocha? So Tosfos says, some brochas don't need to start with a brocha. Why? Because really they are not brochas. A lekai neshama is really not a brocha, says Tosfos. It is a shvach ba'alma. It's a shvach ba'alma because you say you've got such a long nusach, so you finish off with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shmei Berabim. Baruch Atah Hashem Amachzeh Nishmos Lefgorim Meisim. And nothing the shomis lefgorim Meisim. So basically, it's not a brocha. I mean, Tosfos says Tfilas HaDerech is also not a brocha. It's a tfilah. It's a bakoshes rachamim. So Mamela is not a brocha, so it doesn't have to start with a baruch. And the same thing applies, says Tosfos. So atu hu ach menivro olam. It's a shvach ba'alma. So Mamela, it doesn't have to. It's not really a brocha. And Mamela, it doesn't have to start with a brocha. That's Tosfos' teretz to the kasha. Oh. So if you have a look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a stira. That if you have a look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Vov, Sif Gimel, so Shulchan Aruch says, Be'ichas alekai neshoma einu pesachas beboruch, memnei shu be'ichas haidoa, and Birchas Hadorah is Eina Pesachas Beboruch. Basically, this is Tosfos' Teretz, that it's not really a brocha, it's a Hadorah Ba'alma, and that's why we don't have to start with a brocha on the Kai Neshama. Yeah, and all old Sidurim, if you have a look at all old Sidurim and Art Scroll Siddur, the Kai Neshama is after Birchas HaTorah, and if it's after Birchas HaTorah, it is not a bracha smucha lechavotah, because you'd be mafsik between the bracha Birchas HaTorah with Eilu Dvorim and Yivarechacha, and it's not a bracha smucha lechavotah. And Mishbura says, Naro Naro Pashte, as it depends what the minig amokim is, of the old minig was certainly a lekayit neshama, was not smucha the Birchas Asher Yotza. And that's how the Mechaber paskens in Siman Vav, that the Kain Neshama does not start with a brocha, because it's not really a brocha, it's only Ador Ba'alma, and Ador Ba'alma is not a brocha, so maybe it doesn't have to start with a brocha. The Mechaber in Siman Kuf Yud, Sif Vav, brings down Haram Mirotenburg. The Haram Mirotenburg, Kesher Yoytze L'Derech B'Boike, when he used to go out L'Derech in the morning, So Mishbura says he had to, at the time when he had to travel before Shachris, he couldn't put off traveling after Shachris, he had to travel before Shachris. When he allowed to do that is not the, we won't discuss it now. Yeah, so Zokdem Mechaber, that the Maram Rotenberg used to say it, Ho Yo'imra, Acha Yehi Rotzen, Kedei Lasmicha, Lebeches Hagoyim Chasodim. That after Baruch Atah Hashem Hagoyim Chasodim Tov L'Amo Yisrael, there he said Tfilas Haderech. That means he said Birchas Hashacha, and after Hagoyim Chasodim Tov L'Amo Yisrael, there he said Tfilas Haderech, Kedei V'tiyeh Brocha Smucha L'Chavotah. So basically the Mechaber in Siman Vav is telling you that the Lekai Neshama does not need to be a Brocha Smucha L'Chavotah, and in Siman Kuf Yud, the Mechaber is paskening by Tfilas Haderech. Tfilas Haderech needs to be Brocha Hasmucha Lechavotah. Yeah, that's a psak of the Mechaber, that Tfilas Haderech has to be Brocha Hasmucha Lechavotah. So now we've got basically a steer in Mechaber. If the Mechaber in Simen
is not Bakasha, Here is from the Barakis, Simen Barak, what do you want to do?
Yeah, so then it's not a brocha. Oh, so why does the Mechaber say that you have to make it a brocha smucha lechavotah? If it's not really a brocha, then you don't have to be matzmechit. You don't have to put it close to another brocha. That's the kasha. So you got a stira here, Mechaber. In Siman Vav, the Mechaber's paskan like Tosfos, that is not really a brocha. So that's why it doesn't have to start with a brocha, and that's why you don't have to make it a brocha smucha lechavotah. And the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Yud, that paskan, that it doesn't have to be a brocha smucha lechavotah, the gabbat tfilas haderech. So basically the question is, what is the difference between the brocha lekai neshoma and tfilas haderech? That's a basic question. So there's, on the kasher from tfilas haderech, There's another two terutzim in the Rishonim. One terut is, another second terut in the Rishonim is, the Maram Rotenberg says, which he says, Istaka has to be a brocha smucha lechavotah. So it always has to be a brocha smucha lechavotah. And then there's the Rabbeinu Yoina's terut. Rabbeinu Yoina has got new terut. Tfilas Haderech, how do you finish off the brocha of Tfilas Haderech? Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemeya Tefillim. So Zot Rabbeinu Yoina, a Yisoid, that Tfilas Haderech finishes off with a brocha of Shemeya Tfilah, so Tfilas Haderech is Birchas Shemeya Tfilah of Shemeina Esra. That a Birchas Shemeya Tfilah of Shemeina Esra is a brocha koileles, it's a brocha which you can include all bakoshes into it. So now we've got, the name of the brocha is Shemeya Tefillah. And Birchas Shemeya Tefillah, where it was in the second, in Shemoyne Esra, Shemeya Tefillah was Semucha to another brocha. And that's why it didn't have to start with a baruch. Because the Takonas HaBrocha was that it is Semucha, Semamela, it didn't have to start with a baruch. So Mamela, even so now, I will say the bracha of Shemeya Tefillah when it's not smucha, but because the takonas habracha was mesukim when it was smucha, so Mamela, so now, even so now, it is not samuch, it is also okay. So basically, Rabbeinu Yoina is saying, it needs to be really a bracha smucha lechavotah. Tfilas HaDerech is a normal bracha, but because Bim Koimo, that is in Shmoneh Esra, it is smucha, so now the Matbea HaBracha, the Nusach HaBracha wasn't second without starting with a bracha, because in Shmoneh Esra it's always like that, so Mamela, every time I say it, I don't have to be masmechit to another bracha, and I don't have to make it into a bracha asmucha lechavato. So basically now, by Tfilas HaDerech, we've got another shita in Rishonim, and that's a shita of Rabbeinu Yoina, which Rabbeinu Yoina is saying that Shemeya Tfilah is a normal bracha, and why doesn't it have to be smucha? Because in Shemoneh Esra it's not smuch. So the Mechaber has paskened Rabbeinu Yoina, is taken half of Rabbeinu Yoina. It's taken Rabbeinu Yoina, which says that the bracha of Shemeya, of Tfilas HaDerech, is really a bicha Shemeya Tfilah, and it should really be smucha lechavato, but because b'mekoymo is smucha, it doesn't have to be now somuch. So the Mechaber has taken Rabbeinu Yoina, half of Rabbeinu Yoina, and it's taken off the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yoina. The chiddush which Rabbeinu Yoina says that if it was mesukim smucha, so now I don't have to say it smucha. That chiddush, the Mechaber is not masking to Rabbeinu Yoina. The Mechaber has said it is a bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, and it is a bracha, but he doesn't pask in Rabbeinu Yoina, which Rabbeinu Yoina says that if the nusach was mesukim like that, I don't have to now say it smucha. The Mechaber doesn't pask in Rabbeinu Yoina like that. So basically like this. The Mechaber is masking to Toisvus that if it's just a bakosha or a hoidor, it is not a brocha. Yeah? So Tfilas HaDerech really should not be a brocha, because just a bakosha, you're just asking the Rabbeinu Shlom for things, and it's a hoidor, and the kind of shoma is a hoidor, and basically it is not a brocha. But here, Rabbeinu Yoina has told us that here, Tfilas HaDerech, because it finishes off with Shemeya Tfilah, that turns it into a brocha. And once it's turned into a brocha, so now you have to make it a brocha smucha lechavata. So kum techoiz la locha lemaisa, how the Mechaber paskens. The Mechaber paskens, the lekai neshomo, you don't have to say it next to another brocha. The Mishabura brings down, the Bach says, Midas Chasidus is, you should do. And the Mishabura lemaisa says, is toile b'min hogin, that's a lekai neshomo. Tfilas HaDerech is me'ikar ha'alocha. What the Mechaber paskens is me'ikar ha'alocha. Tfilas HaDerech has to be said smucha lechavato. That means you can't just go and say Tfilas HaDerech by saying, starting off, he rotzim melefonecha, starting like that, Tfilas HaDerech, me'ikar ha'alocha, you can't say Tfilas HaDerech like that. The Me'ikar HaLocha, how to say Tfilas HaDerech is, first you have to say another brocha. Now, which other brocha can you say? Can you say, make a shakol nebedvoroi, and drink something, and then say Tfilas HaDerech? That, the Chasam Sofer says, Ti'ima is a hefsik. If you're making a hefsik between the brocha and Tfilas HaDerech, and another reason, a shakol nebedvoroi is a brocha katzora. From a brocha katzora, you cannot make a brocha smucha lechavata. You can only make a brocha smucha lechavata from a brocha arucha. Now, what's a brocha katzora? A brocha katzora is a brocha which didn't finish off with Baruch Atah Hashem. A brocha, so all the brochas, the Tosfos asks, why do I have to say, I think it's 13 brochas? And why don't you just say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Kechivrim, Albashrumim, Zekiv Kfufim, Rekorot Alamayim, Mechum Tzadik Oved, why do you have to Why do you have to say again, Baruch Atah Hashem? So Tosfos says, from a brocha ketzora, you cannot make a brocha smucha lechavato, has to be a brocha arucha. So now, so what do you do? So what is the etzah? Yeah, what is the etzah? So the Mishbura brings down the etzah of Asher Yotzeh. Yeah? Now, the practicality of Asher Yotzeh nowadays is not so practical. You can't stop if you're traveling. Most of our travels are on the motorway. Yeah, or it's on the motorway, or it's on a train or airplane. Yeah, so a plane. When do you have to say Tfilas Adech on a plane? Bye. No, you're still in town. Manchester Airport is still in town. They only leave town after Manchester Airport. That on Manchester Airport side. On the other side, you leave town a bit earlier. On the runway when you're taking off. Yeah, when on the runway while you're taking off. Yeah, you haven't got much time then. But yeah, while you're taking off, then you're meant to be saying to us there, and then everybody's meant to be strapped in with a seatbelt. So there's no time to yotze the tzrochov and saying Asher Yotzeh. Yeah, and if you're going out before, so lechatchila you should say Asher Yotzeh straight away. You don't wait with making Asher Yotzeh. Asher Yotzeh has to be said straight away. Sorry?
When you wash your hands, it's
actually outside. Yeah.
It has to be more or less
tucked in. Yeah. So, practically, on the motorway, practically, you can't stop you can't stop on the hot shoulder here to the tzrocha. I mean, unless it's a shaila of the mamish covered abriyas b'koch nefesh, but otherwise, it's not the place to do it. So. So the practical answer is, if you have two biscuits in your pocket, or three, yeah, from the place, I think three Jack and Jill biscuits is already a chaznish here. I don't think you even have to be machmif ala michiv a chaznish here, but let's say three Jack and Jill biscuits is already a shia l'choladeas for ala michiv. Yeah, so you have three Jack and Jill biscuits in your pocket, and you make mazonos and ala michya, then you can say tefillas aderech, a brocha hasmucha lechavata. And there's another eitzah. If you have a drink, or you can also. So that's a chiddush. A bor in the foshes is called a brocha. It's called a brocha arucha. Yeah, that's a chiddush, which the Mishnah Berurah says. The gaba this. Is Baruch Nefoshes is called because it finishes off Baruch Chelo. It goes Baruch Chelo Mim. Sorry, Baruch Chelo Mim. So Mele it finishes off with Baruch. So it's called a Brocha Smucha Lechavata. Yeah. So the Gaon holds Baruch Atah Hashem. It's a Gaon Hashita. So Mele or you say Alamichya, or one of these brochas. That is the
Eitzah. So, Birkas
Hamazon, it's okay. Birkas Hamazon, if you say it just after the Ali Chasreinu, then it's okay.
Yeah, but if you don't say
it. If you say the Rachman, no, then you've lost it. Then you've lost it.
I have to be biscuits, you can have nuts as well.
Yeah. I thought you'd have to be biscuits. No.
You say boy in the photos you can say.
Yeah, you can have nuts. Yeah. Oh, you can have nuts. So you can have nuts, you can have raisins, whatever. I wasn't selling anything. So whatever. Yeah, something small in your pocket. If you want, you take a bottle of water, and you have to be thirsty. Yeah, a burn of foshes, anything which gets you, or a burn of foshes, or a alamichya, and you get a brocha smucha lechavata, that is me'ikar hadin. That's me'ikar hadin, that's what you should do. So the Mishnah Berurah says, b'mokoyim, when is, you can't do all this. The Mishbura says, let's say you're traveling together with other people and they won't stop for you and you won't be able to Yotzer the Tzrachov. You can't, you've got no other Eitzer, then you can be Soymach on the other Shittas and Rishonim, you can be Soymach B'dievet on Toisvus, which Toisvus says, it doesn't have to be a Brocha Asmucha L'Chavato. Over Avada Me'iker Hadin, that's what you should do. Yeah, it's the people that travel should keep a, yeah, it's like a good eater, keep a container of nuts in his container of nuts in his car, and be able to make a burr in the fashas, and then he'll be able to make then he'll be able to make a brocha smucha lechavata without any problems. Right. Now there's a. That's me'ikir. That's me'ikir hadin. Yeah. So those who print the Twiz Haderech, you know, on a small card, should put underneath it a container. The.
I've seen the shops with the sonnet.
No, the sonnet doesn't help you.
I've seen a special card with the sonnet on, and it didn't arrive.
Ah, chelik good eitzer. Yeah. It has to be a few nuts, sir. Yeah. Change it from besomim to nuts. Now, how should Tfilas HaDerech be said? That's another shayla. How should Tfilas HaDerech be said? Can Tfilas HaDerech be said while you're traveling? Do you have to stop? Do you have to stand? How should Tfilas HaDerech be said? So, the Mechaba. The Mechaber says, "Vim efsha, if it's possible, is yamoid milelech kishiyomerena. If it's possible, stop walking and be standing." The Mishbura says you have to stand. Chatchila, you should stand and you should stop. You should stop walking. And the Mishbura says it's not only when you're walking you should stop. If you're traveling, the chatchila, you should stop. Yeah. So that is the chatchila. That is the chatchila. But the mechaber has said here two words: the im efsha, if it's possible. Yeah. So what does it mean, the im efsha, if it's possible? Right. So the mechaber says, the mishabura says, what it means im efsha. Number one, if the people are waiting for you, that means if you're traveling on a bus, yeah, tell the whole bus, please wait, stop. I have to say Tfilas HaDerech. Yeah. Last night, Shiraisa Halpin told me a story.
Can you do it before you travel?
No, you can't say Tfilas HaDerech before
you can't do that.
No, you have to be Yotzer Tfilas HaDerech.
So why you want to stop in the motorway?
Oh. So last night, Shiraisa Halpin told me a story. He once took my father to Gateshead for a chuppah. So it was in the winter, and they left Manchester before Zman Mincha, before the Kedavim Mincha. And by the time they arrived to Gateshead for the chuppah, and they have to catch the chuppah, there won't be time to daven Mincha in Gateshead. So when he started the journey, so he told my father, you know, when you need to daven mincha, we'll stop. Halfway in the middle of the journey, so Shiraisa tells my father, no, now we can stop, we'll daven mincha. So my father told him, I've davened already. My father davened mincha, sitting in the back of the car, kedei, not to make somebody else stop for him, that he should be able to daven mincha.
The
driver could daven after shkia. So he didn't want to be matriach somebody else to stop for him to be able to daven mincha standing up. So he daven mincha sitting down. Now, davening mincha, sitting down, is not is nishkan lechatchila. Yeah, it's quite a bidyevet. So why did my father do that? Because there's a poshuter reason here. Because the Mishabura says, the Mechaba says, Vim Roichev ein Tzorech Leilet. If you're riding on a horse, you don't have to get off the horse and stand, because when you're on the horse, you're sitting. Yeah, Chatzchiri should be standing. So you don't have to get off the horse and say to the Zaderech, standing. Why? Because the getting up and the getting down is matri the person, and he won't be able to say to the Zaderech properly. Yeah, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. She yiridosa v'aliyosa turidosa, it disturbs him. So Mamela, he won't be able to say to the Zaderech properly. So Mamela sit on the horse and say to the Zaderech. So if my father would have made Shioza help him stop the car and wait for him to daven mincha, it would have disturbed him the whole mincha. He wouldn't have davened mincha. He would have felt so bad that it's disturbing somebody else. He wouldn't have been able to daven mincha properly. So Mamela is Be'em is lachatchila to daven mincha sitting in the back of the car, because to disturb somebody else, that disturbed him more than davening Shmonesra sitting down.
Isn't there shit in that if you daven sitting down, you have to daven again?
The Mechaba says that if you daven sitting down, then when you come arrive on the destination, you have to daven again. Yeah. The Maisa, we don't pass Kanazoi, although the Mechaba. Yeah, the Mechaba Paskin does it. Yeah,
but yeah. It would have been after Shki anyway.
What?
If you should have made Tashlum.
If he would have arrived. No, he could have stopped the car and then.
No. If he'd have Shmonez was sitting down.
He couldn't. Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't have time. Right. So now. You don't. So if it's possible. It's not always possible. Let's say in a train, it's possible to stand and not be sitting on a train. Yeah, you can stand up for Tfilas HaDerech. Yeah, it depends on the matzav. Yeah, it's possible to stand on a train. In a plane, it's impossible. Yeah, there's no eitzah in a plane. If you're traveling in a car, and it's possible for you to stop. Yeah, so it depends. Is on a hard shoulder, it's not possible to stop. So I worked out that if you're traveling up to Gateshead, the first service station after Middleton Road, that's already mechutz le'ir. There you can already say Tfilas HaDerech. So that depends if the Ikav HaDerech is going to disturb you, then you're not mechuyev to do it. And if you've got plenty of time on your hands, then the most chatchila dikah thing is to drive into the service station, stop there, and say to us there. Getting out of the car, I'm not sure if nowadays getting out of a car is like getting off a horse. I've never been on. I mean, I don't know how getting on a horse and off a horse is, how much tilchen it is. To compare it to getting in and out of a car. But I don't think getting in and out of a car is any greater tircha, but I don't know. So if you want, somebody's got mamish, wants to say Tfilas HaDerech, go lechatchila, yeah, so you should have his nuts in his pocket, and he'll drive into a service station, get out of the car, and stand and say Tfilas HaDerech. Go lechatchila. Versteht sich, if you're traveling with a whole minibus, and you get to empty everybody out and everybody in, that's certainly Toridosoi, and that's not eight. It's eight. If you're traveling by yourself, then you can do these eitzes. If you're traveling with somebody else, then you can't do these eitzes. So then the lechatchila is you should make it a bracha smucha lechavato, and if possible you should stop. If not, you can carry on. That's halacha. Now how close to the town can you say to the Zaderech, and how far out of the town have you still got time to say to the Zaderech? Now there is shittas that the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds parsa. You can only say tefillas aderech parsa rishoyna out of the town. That parsa is dalad mil, and it's basically it's 8,000 amas. So it's four kilometers. Yeah. So you've got the remote paskans lechatchila. You should be saying tefillas aderech within 4 kilometers of your town. Now, if you're practically speaking, if you're traveling at 60 miles an hour, so I think 4 kilometers is in the first 2 minutes of traveling. Yeah, you've already got 4 kilometers. I think so. No.
The 3 minutes?
Right, 3 minutes. So the first 3 minutes of traveling, you've already passed your parsa rishona. Yeah, so when you've left town, so leaving town means after Shivim Amo Vishiraim of town. Yeah, so Shivim Amo from town is, let's take Chaznish's biggest shear, yeah? It is 35 meters out of town, you're ready, can say Tfilas HaDerech. Yeah, 35 meters out of town is not very far. Now, you have to work out where's out of town. So any area where there's 140 amas, yeah. The 140 amas where there's no houses.
Yeah.
You've got a space of 140 amas without any houses, and it carries on basically like that. The break of 140 amas without houses, then is called out of town already. Then you're called out of town. And from that point onwards, you can say Tfilas HaDerech. So I worked. I checked the map, and by just after Manchester Airport, that's where the break of 140 amas happens. That's if you're going down south, and if you're going north, and you're leaving Middleton Road, that is basically just after you turn onto the motorway. I think there's two turnings. What? M66, I'm not sure which one, yeah? Yeah, so basically just after that, it starts Shivim Amo Vishirayim after the town, and you can say Tfilas HaDerech already. Now, and to get the Lechatchila, so you haven't got much time. So that's why I say the first service station, that is just, I think, within Parsa Rishona, and there is a Lechatchila dika time to say Tfilas HaDerech. Yeah, say Tfilas HaDerech is... To get it all straight, lechatchila, that's toich parser rishayna. Now there is a chiddush in Mishabura that the Mishabura says if you're traveling with a train, the Mishabura says takeh kishemaschil linsoya, straight away when the train starts going, then you should say Tfilas HaDerech. Now this is a chiddush of the Mishabura, because pashtus, I think normal stations are all in town. Yeah, I don't think they made stations out of town. Yeah, normal stations. Yeah, it was stations were the central point in town was the train station. So when the Mishabura says teikef kashemaschel in soya, you should say Tfilas HaDerech, because what's the reason that you can't say Tfilas HaDerech within town? Because it's not called Hichsik Baderech, you haven't started your journey yet, because you're still in town. When do you start your journey? When you've left town. But if you're on a train, straight away when the train starts moving, there's no return now. Yeah, if you leave Manchester, Piccadilly, the next stop is Stockport. There's nothing in between. Yeah, you can't say it was there between Manchester and Stockport. It's all built up between Manchester and Stockport. But when you leave town, so when it is called Hirsig Baderech on the train, is straight away when the train starts moving and there's no return on that journey. So then you can already say Tfilas Haderech. That's a chiddush on Mishnah Berurah.
If the train stops in Stockport.
So the train stops in Stockport, you haven't left town yet. So then there'll be after Stockport till Crewe. Yeah, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that if it's in such a matzav that there's no return on this journey, you've gone into a matzav where there's no return, that's already called Hirsig Baderech. Yeah, so you have to work out practically on a motorway. Yeah, if you're traveling on a motorway, sometimes the stretch of a motorway that within the next pass of, there's no exit and you can't get off the motorway. So that'll be like on a train, and that will be like a hirsig baderech. And straight away, the Mishnah Berurah, you should be able to say tfilas haderech. So, but the ikar point I want to bring out here is that you haven't. In the lechatchila time, you haven't got much time. Yeah, the time is very limited. You can't wait. You haven't got much time to say tefillas haderech. Lechatchila time is once you've left town. If you're traveling, if you keep the speed limits of 70 miles an hour, so then you've basically got 2 minutes to say tefillas haderech.
If you say it too early, the yotzer.
But if you say it too early, it's only b'di'avad the yotzer. B'di'avad the yotzer. Mishnah Berurah said, if you say it too early, b'di'avad, it's only b'di'avad the yotzer. Yeah, so you haven't, your time slot is very, very limited. Shittas Rashi is only a lechatchila. Shittas Rashi is only a lechatchila. B'di'avad we paskan that you can say tefillas haderech as long you haven't reached a parsa to the town of your destination. So there's another halacha which people seem to think that if you've left, let's say you've left your town, you've left town. And now you're traveling through another city, and the motorway goes through another city, wherever, or your A road goes through another city, and you haven't said tefillas haderech yet. So people say, because I'm in a town now, I can't say tefillas haderech. La locha is, even so now I'm traveling within another town, I can still say tefillas haderech. Because once I've started my journey and I'm not stopping it by stopping in this town, then it is all one derech, and you can still say tefillas haderech. And so the Mishnah Berurah got a shaila if it goes within a parsa nearer to another town, your whole journey. Then the Mishnah Berurah got a shaila if you can't say tefillas haderech or if you can't say tefillas haderech. But basically, the lechatchila is you have to be a bracha smucha lechavato. Impossible, you should stop and stand, and it should be toich pasa rishayna. B'di'evet, it doesn't have to be a bracha smucha lechavato, and b'di'evet, you've got time till, and you can say it, traveling, sitting. And you've got time till you're within a parsa of your town, of your destination. Now the shaila here is, you've got two options. Yeah? If it's going to take me time to eat, and make it a brocha smucha lechavato, and I'll lose my 3 minute slot, and so which one is better? Should I better lose my 3 minute slot? Or I should better lose my bracha smucha lechavato. Which one is the optional one? Which one is more me'ikar hadin than the other? So the mashmoas is that more me'ikar hadin, Because the Mechaber Paskin more Me'ikar Adin, there has to be a Brocha Smuch Lechavotam. That's Me'ikar Adin. The Halacha, there has to be Tuch Pas Rishoina, that's only a Lechatchila Dik Halacha, and thus is not, it's Lechatchila, that's what you should do. Of the more Me'ikar Adin has to be Brocha Smuch Lechavotam, Lechatchila Pas Rishoina. So if I can't get a Brocha Smuch Lechavotam in Pas Rishoina, better lose the Pas Rishoina and make it a Brocha Smuch Lechavotam.